Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
You want me to press the button?
Yeah, press the button. Righto. Get on your
Coggo
horse.
Coggo and Kylie's high horse. On Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
Attention!
I've got to tell you that this story comes from Neil Mitchell, 3AW, so let's give him credit for that. Someone rang in yesterday and they sent him an email.
Sent him an email, yeah. A bemused parent from the place that Coggo is about to tell you about.
How's this? I'll read this to you. This is on the Triple M Facebook page, so we want your opinion, as we do. A Melbourne childcare centre is swapping this year's Christmas party with a get-together picnic and fresh food swap for children and families to celebrate the end of year. Sustainability Pirate will be attending, and they'll have a nature treasure hunt. There'll be no Santa. Now, this is where we get on our high horse, and this is what I've written, so I'll read this too. When do we stop accommodating everyone? When do we go, you don't like it, you don't like it, you like it, you don't like it. Okay, let's go with something neutral. Last time I bloody looked, a pirate, isn't a pirate that used to rob people on
yeah,
the high
did.
Seas?
Yes,
I don't know
right.
any good bloody pirates.
Yeah.
I don't even know about sustainability pirate. But do you know what I mean? Like, there's no, that's what they do. They rob people. Well, most of them did.
Yep, you're right.
Pirates in the Caribbean and all that.
Take from the rich.
Yeah.
The thing is, don't even give to the poor.
When do we start saying to everybody, right, this is what we do in Australia. We have Santa. Stop trying to please everyone because you won't please everyone. You just simply won't. You can try, but you won't.
Mm.
You'll always upset someone. So at the end of the day, why don't we just stick with... This is what we do in Australia. We have Santa. Imagine driving around Bendigo at the lights and all that, and the kids go, oh, there's no... Oh, it's a pirate in the front yard. Hello? McFly, anybody home? Come on. It's what we do in Australia. We have Santa. You know, and I know what they're trying to do. Please, everyone.
Well,
let's
they
just
are. They are trying to appease other religions, of course, and families that have great concerns about the environment.
I understand that's
what they're trying to
understand.
Do.
But there's other ways to do it.
I get where you're coming from as well, but it's not the first time a school in Melbourne has done this. There's a lot of other schools that have been doing it in the last few years.
But this is not just about Santa, Kylie. This is about a lot of things in Australia. You know, the things we used to have, everyone's like, oh, well, we better change it. We better accommodate everyone. Why don't we just say to people, hey, righto, this is what we do in Australia. I'm sorry, but this is what we've done forever. I'm not saying change is a bad thing. I'm just saying this is what we do.
Yep. And
stop changing everything.
So basically what you're saying, if you are a family from another religion, you can practice what you normally would practice at home.
Absolutely.
Just not in a public environment.
Well,
so
you don't go to another
Aussie
place
kids are affected.
Overseas. And they
well,
go,
they're all Australian, sorry. But
Yeah, I know that. But you don't go to a place overseas and they go, you know what? We're going to change it just for you. They don't do that. But we do. Well, some of us do anyway. So,
yeah, you're right. We are a nation of pleasers, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Mm. Yeah, we like
to try hard pleasers.
Scratch some backs.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.